Hi everyone, my name is Project Gill and welcome to the Aware Panel. As you don't know, the Aware Panel is going to talk about loads of issues that we face in today's society and things that our guest wants to bring up. And now, we turn into a podcast. If you didn't know before, we were running off Instagram Lives every Thursday at 3 p.m. But now, we turned into a podcast, so you can hear this every Thursday, and episodes will come out every Thursday at 3 p.m. So stay tuned. Today, we speak to Saul Mandan, who is a digital marketing manager, and he started talking about how COVID-19 has really affected his physical and mental health, as well as talking about the issues that people in other countries, such as India and the United States, has been affected by COVID-19. Let's just get into the episode, guys. Hey guys, welcome to the 12th episode of the Aware Panel. Today we have Saul Mandan, who is a digital marketing manager and online marketer who specializes in certain things to do with marketing and social media marketing. And today we're going to speak about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it has had an effect on physical and mental health within young individuals. So Saul, do you want to introduce yourself in a bit more detail?
Thanks so much, Pravjot, for giving me such a generous introduction. So you're pretty much right about it. I've been in the digital industry for the past 5 years now. And apart from my professional side, I've always been quite vocal about creating awareness about certain issues in the society, whether it's being part of the LGBT current situation in India, or it's about animal rights or poverty, which is a constant social cause that is worrying in India. But without wasting any more time, I'd like to dive straight into one of the major concerns that we'll be addressing today, which is the effect of the entire pandemic that has been happening on the mental aspect as well. Now, let me be honest with you. With the current COVID pandemic, there have been so many issues that everyone independently has been taking care of, whether it is fear, worry, stress. It's very common, when the future is uncertain. I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. So the mental health is a serious demon, which the government probably does not focus on right now, but the fight is very much real. More and more people I've come across, I keep traveling as well. I'm a traveler enthusiast, and I've lived in 3 different countries, so I love meeting new people. And it's so unfortunate that this issue is not addressed as awareness it should get. And the case of mental health disorders like anxiety and depression have actually risen drastically over this pandemic time. Whether you take it for any country, for example, if you take the statistics I was reading a while ago, in UK itself there are so many cases of suicide which have raised in the last couple of months when this lockdown period started. And you wouldn't believe, I was reading the Sun newspaper a few weeks ago, and I read a student took his own life because they could not cope up being on lockdown and not being able to go to school. Even though we, most of the focus of the monarch and everyone is mostly on climate, and the global everything that is happening along with the climate, but these things I feel deserve equally more attention from our side. Even the divorce rate in Britain have increased over during these lockdown 3 to 2 months. So it's unfortunately, I won't say it would be amusing, it's bemusing actually, to find out these rates, because you never understand a certain situation until someone you know or you yourself go through it. So the way the human body tends to, react or say digest something is very different. And with this current pandemic, I would like to also, know your facts about that, what you think. Of course, your opinion matters. But with these new realities which we are facing with this pandemic, whether it's working from home, temporary unemployment, which many people are facing, children have been homeschooling, and even just the basic lack of physical contact with your friends, with colleagues, other people. And I don't think before this, Pravjot, anyone really realized how important, this is. But while everyone is focusing on the physical health aspect, I think what we've forgotten is also the mental health, which matters a lot, which is the reason why, I'm grateful to you for giving me this podium to speak on, because, all our entire audience, I feel, should be vocal about this, because that's what we need to do here. And as more and more time increases, we don't see this ending anytime soon. Earlier it was maybe probably for a month or two. And then as the current situation stands, many people are debating over the fact whether we would ever be, able to live normally again. Would we be ever able to go out, without wearing a mask? So this situation, Pravjot, is very real and it's not ending anytime soon,
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because obviously we have the whole pandemic going on and it varies from country to country what happens. And you really just did answer my first question right there, which was, what was your initial feelings like about the whole pandemic and how unified people have really have to be to get through such a tough time? It's very important.
The society we are living in, it's a very different world that we are stepping in today. And I'm sure everyone has their own strong feelings. Unfortunately, the society we live on, you can't really be vocal as much as everyone wants to be. Recently I was reading, I'm sorry, I'm a big fan of The Sun. So recently I was reading this news where I think she was Miss UK or someone who had apparently won the pageant, but she tweeted after the whole Black Lives Matter protest. She tweeted something on the stage of "All Lives Matter." And now this, right. So now this can be her personal opinion. Yeah. You don't need to be so judgmental on it. But I heard she was stripped off her title. And she's living in LA now, I guess. And she was stripped off her title because people got so offended that, when Black Lives Matter protest is going on, how can you diminish that factor and make something of this? Even though she was being just general about her opinion, she wasn't she wasn't insulting anyone by doing that. So I just mean to say that I've noticed in today's time everyone wants to be vocal, but they can't be that vocal. So I'm really glad that on this note that you've taken out this platform, because this concern is really serious and it's been bothering me since quite a few months. Because I'll be honest with you, Pravjot, these issues have always been in our society. It's just when we wake up to address them.
This is what I really said in one of my other podcasts, is that obviously with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's making people more talk about different issues, because obviously the Black Lives movement has been going on for so many years, but just now, in a pandemic, when we're in a pandemic, people are starting to talk about it. And even other issues like climate change, that hasn't been risen up to the top until now. We're in a pandemic.
Exactly.
I don't get people's minds sometimes that in a time where everyone's staying at home, they're reading the news more, and so people are more proactive. But why didn't they do that before? It's logical sense to make it that way. So it's really So my second question is, how did you think your physical health, going to the gym, has been affected by COVID-19?
I'm not a gym freak, but I am a fitness addict. And, I like to have my workout, even if it's not every day, because I do it for, looking good, and having six-pack abs are two very different things. I've seen fit guys who probably don't have, a ripped torso, but they're still more fitter when it comes to stamina than a person with six-pack abs. And so the whole idea for me is very different. And of course, with Corona and the whole pandemic going on, it was greatly affected. I actually, what you just said right now, I completely agree with you. I think with the current pandemic times, the whole situation, whether it was being vocal or being at home, the whole situation has got magnified. So instead of people, sitting on the fact that, okay, we know this is like this happening, but let it be. We'll address it sometime later. All of that urgency has happened now, like you said yourself, in Black Lives Matter, in other cases as well. So I think the pandemic has actually magnified the whole situation, and whatever we were going to go through in the next 7 to 8 months, that all has happened in these 2-3 months itself. So this is one of the reasons why, there's such a vocal outburst from people, and people want to be heard. And when in the beginning the pandemic started in March, now India is a place where I am right now. I've always been here. In between, I was in other places, but I've come back here. This is where my home is. And we had one of the biggest lockdowns. It was a literal lockdown.
I heard India, once you guys were lifted out of that lockdown, it got worse. I don't understand that.
Actually, the lockdown here was not I have my brother who's living in Toronto. And, for them and for people in US and probably for you guys as well, I noticed that a lockdown is staying at home and staying safe. It wasn't like the cops are going to chase you off the road. And if you're caught on the road, they're going to, be really strict with you. So for India, the lockdown was very strict, and somewhere we agreed with the government on that because the population of India is so humongous. You know, it was necessary to control, but now after June, when they lifted the lockdown, and like you said, the cases have increased, people have been questioning me and, you know, asking me that, dude, what is going on? Like, I meet a different areas of people, Pravjot, some who tell me that, you know, the cases have gone up, it's become more dangerous. Some people tell me, okay, the cases have gone up, but even the recovery rate has gone up. And then there is a third group of people who tell me that, you know what, those cases were already there. It's just because the testing has increased, more cases are coming out. So you know, there's so many factors that in the end, the person can only think of is to keep themselves and their family safe. And that's pretty much it. And you're completely right. In the beginning, my fitness was affected because I am one of those people who feel that, okay, I need to be motivated to work out some days. So when a person is paying for a class in a gym, they tend to, you know, still get themselves motivated to go to a gym. And when all of that stopped in March, there was, of course, this sudden stage where you are just trying to realize the whole situation. Okay, what is this going on? This is not a Netflix show I am in, like Dark, where, you know, I've just time traveled and something has happened. And I understand how some people actually found it difficult to, you know, actually understand the situation and actually be questioning themselves that, will this ever be over? Like, will lockdown ever get over? So I have been in that situation myself. And till now, even gyms and all these public places are not open. But what I figured out was that it's a great way to unwind yourself. Actually, there are a couple of great ways to unwind yourself, you know, and just give yourself a break.
Yeah. They're very similar to what we're going to go through. We're going to go through, like, how did, like, the mental and the physical aspect of the COVID-19. Yeah, so the next question I want to ask you is about the shortages of food supply. So, like, what's your opinion about the shortages of food supply?
To be very honest with you, in India, we currently did not face any of that.
What do you think, like, in the if you see in the UK, what did you think about it when you saw
it was panicking. It was panicking. I would be shitting in my pants if I was in UK, because like I told you, I've been up to date with all what's been going on all over the world. And when I was hearing about these issues of, you know, shortage of toilet rolls and other things, you know, people are breaking into stores, it was so surprising, because it is something, like I told you, it's very it's very surreal. It's something you expect to see in a TV show or something, like you don't expect it to happen to you. And it was very disappointing, because at one side I was reading news, like people like Boris saying that, you know, there's enough supplies for everyone, please don't create more fear in the minds of people by saying no, it, you know, there are short supplies, get it right now. And it was quite a serious thing for me, because like I told you, I read there were NHS nurses who were confronted by workers who were thing after, you know, doing their duties for 36 hours, went to the grocery store to get something, and the workers would just be like, oh, you know what, we might get COVID from you. So, and they were so badly treated. So there's so many issues which arise from this. And most of them were, you know, reduced to tears. They actually, these NHS nurses actually recorded their video saying that, you know, I've been ridiculed here just for doing my job so well. So I think there's a better way for us to be dealing with all of this. Of course, we all hope that, you know, there's not a second wave and we don't have to go through this, because I definitely do not think this is needed. I was seeing what was going on in US, as I'm sure you were aware as well, as it was on a higher scale, and people were, it was just mayhem, like people were just going crazy.
Yeah, like with the whole UK situation, like obviously I'm based in the UK right now, and it has eased over time. So like literally you could have like, yeah, so at the beginning of lockdown for us is like the shortages of food supply. So literally everyone was gathering so much like toilet rolls or like pasta or eggs like that. Yeah, and it was more,
and then there's shortage of everything because of that, you know, paranoia of all buying, like, you know, I saw these people, you won't believe, on you know, they're happily sending their editorials to the Sun to show their bunkers. This is in April, okay? This is in April where there are people who are falling short of basic supplies because these people have bought a bunch load of it to click a picture of their bunker and then send it to news editorials to show them how well we've prepared.
It's crazy like that. So like, obviously they had to put in like rules like, oh, only elderly people can come like before the shops were open and things like that because they've got that crazy. But now it's eased over time and people are now thinking, oh, we do not need to buy that much supplies. So yeah, like it was a bit stupid at the time that they did that.
It was pretty silly because, you know, what I was noticing was that even during this pandemic time, you guys had your online deliveries and everything still functioning, right? Right? I saw that people were not ordering stuff who were at home, wanted to get rid of depression.
How many more people were ordering from like Amazon and things like that? Had an increase in sales because of the whole pandemic?
Oh, yes. If you look at the shares right now, Amazon has boomed. Like in the last 3 months, almost three times the actual rate. And that is only because during these times, people have used Amazon so massively and they've been able to actually provide. So it's working perfectly for them. But the reason that I pointed this out to you was because in India, at least two and a half months, we did not have any online deliveries as well. So during April and May, even if you wanted something, the only way you could get it was through these companies like Uber or Dunzo for that. That, you know, you can order groceries online through that. But apart from that, Amazon and all these websites, nothing was working. So everything was closed. So, you know, if you sit back home and you're like, okay, you know what, I'll shop for something to cheer myself up. That's not possible because nothing is getting delivered. So to be very honest with you, for me, it was like a lockdown on a whole new level. And, you know, like I'm sure like the way the Britishers were waiting for all the pubs to open, the same way we were enthusiastically waiting that, you know, when the lockdown gets done. But I understand to some level because the population in India is so big, so it has to be controlled the same way. So it's necessary.
Yeah, that is so true. Like in India, obviously you had more people and so you had to have like tighter restriction.
Personal hygiene might mean something, but public hygiene in India is next to nil. So that makes a very big difference. You know, people here don't, you know, they won't always listen to the fact that, you know, why the people are said to be at home. And then again, I think there are people like that everywhere. You know, like I read, even in Britain now, and even in France for that matter, everywhere there are people protesting that no, this is the government's, you know, what do you call that? I'm missing the name. This is the agenda of the government to keep us locked inside our houses. It's not really true, right? I'm sure you would have heard of that. And now if you make such kind of people talk to someone who's lost a loved one due to corona, I'm pretty sure it will be life altering.
Yeah, that is so true. Like it is with the whole corona situation, like obviously you had things from like all over. So yeah, my next question is how did you on a personal level cope with lockdown, and did you lose motivation when you were going through the lockdown?
We all have our good days and bad days, and you know, some days tend to be more heavier than the rest. And of course, in the beginning, it was like for everyone a very new thing for me to cope up with. You know, work from home started, and it becomes, when you work from home for a lot of people, this remote working from home is a very new thing. And when you work, you at times forget to disconnect. So you're not working in that phase where you go and you're working from 10 to 6. No, sometimes it can be pulled over. And over time, you realize that there are some things which are working for you, some things which are not. So since our audience is here with us, I would actually like to share some things with you, because these are things which actually helped me to, you know, overcome these issues, like letting my mental health get affected. And these are very simple ways. You know, I don't want to be a professor or an expert in anything to be sharing this with you. It's a very candid thing, and it helped me, and I'm sure it would help others also if they try it at least. One of it was, writing a note to myself every night before sleeping. Now, how this works is you don't have to take out special time for it. Before going to bed each night, you just make a list of whatever productive activities you did that entire day. And it can be the smallest activity or the biggest it is. And you might not feel this is a very big deal, but on days when you feel low or you think, you know, everything is against you, you can just go through these notes. And it's a really nice way to remind yourself that there is some positivity still in the world today. So this is one thing which worked work for me. The other thing which I would like to, you know, share with you here is staying busy is really important, you know?
Yeah, like for me, like obviously I run like this podcast and I run a health and well-being brand. So like obviously during lockdown, I've been keeping busy, like doing certain things and certain like that. And people don't really see, like, especially for an entrepreneur, they're more like, oh, like this lockdown will take time to relax. But no, it's more busier. Like literally, I grew my business to more of a level since then. So it's more like that.
Exactly. Everything is getting more and more digital now. So, you know, it's the thing which you are saying. I completely agree with you because I feel the same thing, you know.
That's true. So yeah, my next question is, what activities did you do like during lockdown which made your mental health better?
Yes. So that's what I'm sharing with you. I'm sorry. I started listening to you. I was actually on staying busy. So that's what I was trying to share with you. That, you know, even if you have a basic regular schedule, because it becomes, for a lot of professionals, I've noticed that when they're working from home, keeping check on a schedule is really hard. But staying busy is a good thing, because when you're busy, whether it's a hobby or it is work or something you wanted to catch up and you haven't got the time since so long, this is the perfect time for that, because staying busy actually also helps us move away from all the negative energy going around. So this is one thing I actually felt really helped. Apart from that, I did discuss with you before this that being physically fit has really helped me, you know, because our body has a lot of energy inside and it's waiting to unleash. You know, the human body is like a powerhouse, and I'm not one of those people, those metalheads who go to the gym to just click selfies, because if you're really a fitness freak, I believe you don't need a gym for that. And nowadays, thanks to, you know, yoga, calisthenics, or even if you just jog, you can still be fit. And in the long run, I've noticed such exercises actually help the blood circulation and keep our calories in check. Of course, it's a holistic approach actually that works in the end. You know, I got bored from gym, so I recently started using resistance bands, which you can work out with anywhere you are, and it's fantastic. You know, I've had less sport injuries in the time that I've been doing that, and it's a really nice change, you know, from people who feel we are locked at home or we don't have a gym, where can we go? So this is a brilliant way. But most important is remembering when to put a pause, you know, like we can't ever disconnect ourselves from social media. That's a known fact. But with the lockdown, the need for staying connected actually has increased even more. I'm sure you will agree with that. You know, it's become more crucial. But at the same time, I feel it is equally important that we can put a pause on it at times and give our emotions a break seriously. Most people forget, you know, or are actually, to be honest, not, you know, able to take that step. But there are, you know, what we don't realize is there are tons of sensational news and false theories out there. And honestly, they do nothing except, you know, give birth to stress and anxiety. Social distancing from, you know, even if it's for some time, will give our mind the revital break it needs, even if we don't realize it. So if you would have also noticed in the last few months and the last few weeks, I've noticed at some time or the other, even celebrities from Love Island or other places, you know, keep taking a break from social media because they are very vocal that it affects their mental health. So this is very real. You know, it might sound like, okay, we are just saying this as to mention points, but no, this is something very real. You know, people actually do experience it. It's just unfortunate that not everyone is, you know, addressing it so openly because they feel, okay, we might be judged on that.
That's why I talked to someone like 2 months ago about the impacts of social media on like individuals and also businesses. And so he was telling me that like with social media, you have to be very careful sometimes because obviously you can have things like that. So yeah, so my next question for you is, did you go through a phase where your mental health was declining, and how did you manage to cope with that?
I actually, like I told you in the beginning, when this whole situation arised, it was actually even new for me how to deal with it. And as I shared with you, that there were some bad days I had as well because everything was new to me. And I noticed, you know, when I put my focus on, like, you know, staying busy, focusing on my professional life, you know, going for a workout, even if I'm not going for a workout, just going for a basic jog, just to get some fresh air, even if it's, you know, because we couldn't do much. All these things really help because these are something I'm sharing from personal experience. And for me, it is not a factor. I come from a medical, you know, family. And for us, this is not an option that, you know, a lot of people I've seen are given pills to pop because they have, you know, like, you know, they feel down. They don't feel very much, you know, motivated or not positive. And what they don't realize is that all these pills that doctors usually offer, they have their own side effects, you know. And these side effects, one of them is also suicidal tendencies. So popping a pill is never the answer for me. I would rather try something new, like I told you, you know, try to motivate myself in other ways. Another thing I would like to share with you, which is actually very true. When I was 9 years old, I remember my English teacher told me, if your eyes or your mind ever feel too tired or exhausted, I'd actually like to share with you and the viewers today. She told me to close my eyes and look outside the window. You know, outside the window can be anything. It can be a tree, it can be a park, it can be whatever nature is around you, okay? So just close your eyes and open them looking outside directly to the window. And you will feel the difference, that the tiredness slowly slips away. So even till date, even after so many years, I still practice this sometimes. And this is actually a power of nature. You know, it's not an obsolete myth. You won't believe, Japan since 1980s has been advising people to take walks in the woods at night for a better health. And even another researcher for that matter found that, you know, trees, plants, nature, they actually have this compound called, you know, phytoncide, that when inhaled can make healthy biological changes in our bodies. So nature is another way that I would actually share with you has helped me in providing relief in health issues and mental issues during this time, to be very honest.
Yeah, so like I completely agree with you, like obviously what your English teacher was saying about like just looking out there and seeing like what is life in general, because I do that sometimes, like when I'm like lying down there and I close my eyes sometimes. Yeah, I'm serious, like I close my eyes sometimes and I think about all the good things that happens in my life, and then I wake up and I see the reality, like with the whole coronavirus lockdown, I see the dreams that I have is more positive and like obviously meeting my friends and what I want in life. But then when I wake up, I see the reality, and it does help a lot with that. Like it's crazy to think that, because like with the whole pandemic, people haven't been really thinking about their own mental health, and during this time it is that, in that sense. So yeah,
exactly. So I completely agree with you. It's very much real. And with the pandemic, you know, people have realized that, okay, we need to connect more. And at the same time, they do not know how to overcome that in this new world. So I'm very glad that you share my thought on that, because all these things, I guess, are what have kept me going during these times. And I think there are some excellent things to do. And even if our viewers do it, actually, it'll be excellent, actually, to try it out, or, you know, even for a variety for that matter.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, so my next question, it does link on to this, like finding peace within like social, like we're talking about social media here. So what do you, did social media play a part in communication, like communicating with your family and friends and things like that? Did you find it useful in that way?
Not really, to be very honest with you. I mean, yes, social media did do its part of keeping me connected to the world, you know, knowing what is going on. Definitely I would give it the credit due for that. But if it came to just being connected to people who I want to be connected to, I think there are many other ways I could have done that either. But having you ask me that question, so well put, I would, if given a choice, yes, I think it would not have been the same and that easy without social media. I think we all need an outlet to, you know, go and unwind ourselves and, you know, just take a break from it all, whether it is funny cat videos or seeing what is going on in the other side of the world. I think it is all extremely important, and social media has very well capitalized on that. It's not an unknown fact. I think most people have woken up to realize that in this new world, digital is what it is, and, you know, online is the way to go. So social media has done their part really well for that. And I would be lying if I told you that social media, even without it, everything would have been the same, nothing would have mattered. Somewhere over the line, I think social media has played its part very well in keeping us all connected, and it's I think it's extremely important, right? You know, when everyone is in a lockdown and everyone is restricted not to be able to meet each other, I think the need for connecting increases even more, which I'm sure you'll agree with me on.
Okay, so obviously my next question is, in your opinion, how did you manage like living with people? Like, I don't know if you live with like anyone in your household, but if you do, how did you manage living with them, and how did it had an effect on their mental health and your mental health?
So I'm glad you asked that, Pravjot, because I do live with my parents, and they're both aged. Like my father is almost 70 and my mother is 60 something. So yeah, we have had our good days and bad days regarding that, because like I told you, we all did. So it's a very new world, not just for us. You know, if it's hard for us, it's even harder for someone older than us to understand that, because it's not easy for anyone to change, right? It's something they're used to. And when this situation happened, it happened quite abruptly, and suddenly everyone was told to lock down. So of course, there were times, you know, when we could notice the change it brings in our moods, in our temperament, you know, and it's hard to not notice it when you're around someone for the you know, for 24 hours. So the change is pretty much there. The effect that this pandemic has had is definitely there. But over time, I think everyone, even in our household, realize that the only way out of this is keeping yourself busy. It's easier said than done, like I would say. It's hard to actually keep your mental peace. We all have our mood swings. We all have our good days and bad days. So, you know, we can't, so no one can actually, you know, guarantee that, okay, I will be on this focus all the time. No, everyone is human. We have our days. But as you know, what I've noticed is if you remember what the way to go ahead is and what to focus your energy on and what not to focus your energy on, I've noticed it helps, because it trains your body over time. Like in the beginning, it was hard for us, my parents, for everyone. But over time, your body actually trains itself to function accordingly and to know which way to actually focus all your energy on. Because there's an emotional energy, there's a physical aspect as well. So all of that it's somewhere it has to unleash, right? So that is the reasons why I actually mentioned those points with you even before you asked me, because without those points, I'll be very honest with you, Prof. Jyoti, even it would have become very hard. So with this growing time now, after 2-3 months, I've noticed that everyone in one way or the other is actually applying all of them. I recently talked to a friend who told me that he recently finished writing a short book, and he had been thinking of writing it since quite some time, and during this pandemic he got time and he finally finished it. So you know, everyone is trying their best to focus their energy on something and to just remain motivated, and I think that's the best thing we can do right now, because nothing matters more than our health, right? Even if we have a Lamborghini for us outside, if you don't feel well, we're not going to like sitting in it. No one gives a damn.
Yeah, that's so true. So obviously now we're going to come to the end. So I'm going to ask you one last question just to wrap things up. So
okay, no, I'm enjoying your question. I'm very impressed with it, and I'm really glad to, you know, so I'm loving it. You keep asking me.
Okay, so my last question is, what advice do you give to anyone who is still going through the lockdown or coming out of lockdown? What is your advice on keeping your physical and mental health?
My sincere advice would be, keep it real. Know yourself. That is the best thing to do. And don't lose hope. If you feel down for some reasons, always talk to someone. It's always better than, you know, keeping it inside yourself. And I understand that it's not always comfortable to talk to someone, but that is where online works perfectly. You can talk behind a keyboard, you can share your opinions, and trust me, there is always someone you will find who's going through the same thing as you. So, you know, it's ironic today, because the reason for us to be talking today about this mental illness in today's time, it's hardly given any importance. But, you know, to end my thoughts with the golden lining surrounding all of this is that everything is in our hands, literally. So it's how we make or break the situation, which is directly proportional, actually, to how we handle it. The survival instinct is inside each one of us. And I think if we bring it out in a positive manner, that makes us a much better person, because in the end, we are not in this alone. And that's a fact.
Yeah, that is so true. So, yeah, so thank you so much, Sam, for coming on to my panel show. And yeah, so thank you so much for coming.
Pleasure is entirely mine.
Yeah, so thank you guys for watching, and yeah, so catch with me next week for our next episode. So yeah, you want to like promote anything, or like promote your LinkedIn if people could get in touch with you or something like that?
Definitely, my LinkedIn account is connected to your website, so if anyone wants to connect with me, if they just want to have a word, if they're going through something they want to discuss, I'm all ears. Please feel free to connect with me.
That's great. So thank you so much, Sam, once again. And take care, thank you, everyone. Bye. Thank you, everyone, for watching today's episode. If you liked it, put a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We would love to hear feedback from you, so make sure you do that. Also, spread the word about the Aware Panel, because this is such a platform where people could just talk about anything. And we would encourage everyone who listens to this podcast to be listening to us. See you guys later. Bye.